Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We've been talking about setting and achieving goals this month here on Mormon Channel, and one man who knows how to do that extremely well is James Lawrence. Earlier this year, the world record-holding endurance athlete and father of five from Utah exceeded everyone's expectations in an effort to raise awareness about obesity and healthy lifestyle choices. So get this, he competed and completed 50 full Ironman races in 50 consecutive days in all 50 states. I can't even wrap my head around that because that's a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.2-mile run every single day for 50 days. This is remarkable. It's historic. And James is joining us on the phone today. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Jen, for having me. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor for me, really, because I've run a few marathons in my day, and they're really hard. And I've got to tell you, at the end of every single one, I go, I want to die. I don't ever want to do this again. My body's not meant to do this. Bodies are not meant to do this. And yet, you went way over that, not just in running, but in swimming and biking. How did you do this?
Why? That's the biggest question we get. You know, I've got five kids, you go to the school systems, and it's absolutely apparent that there's an epidemic, and obesity has become one of the number one killers, and it's just so hard on kids just with self-esteem and everything, and there's just a lack of education out there. And so I wanted to go out there and do something totally crazy and try to raise some funds for the Jamie Oliver Foundation. And I also wanted to push myself physically and mentally, and we accomplished all three things.
So you're no stranger to endurance anyway. Before this, I mean, you're an impressive athlete. Did you think... okay, this is crazy. 50 Ironmans in 50 days in 50 states. Like, did you think, can I really do this? Or were you like, this is what we're going to do and I'm going to do it and it's going to be great? Was there self-doubt involved?
Yeah, you know, that's what's interesting is everybody's on their own journey in life. And life is definitely about perspective and where you are in your journey. And for me, I'd done the world record for the half Ironman and done the world records for the full Ironman. And so for me, it was just the next natural progression. When I first announced it, you know, we were highly criticized for having such an audacious goal and such an impossible attempt. But for me, it was just, you know, kind of like I said, the next you know, phase of what we were doing. And so for me, there was no doubt. And I was actually shocked when there was so much doubt with the general population. I didn't understand that mindset.
You are quoted as saying, "You can set as many goals as you want, but without belief and conviction, it won't happen." Where did you find that inner belief and conviction? And where did it come from as you were setting out for this extremely difficult journey?
Yeah, I think it's just started from setting smaller goals and achieving those. I grew up wrestling, and so I gained a lot of mental toughness there, and just developed, you know, that just deep conviction of and belief in myself, and surrounding yourself with unbelievable teammates and staff members, and once you do that and you fully believe, I always, when I set these monster goals, I never know exactly how I'm going to get there. And what that route looks like, but I just have so much belief and so much conviction that ultimately we succeed in the end.
So even though you're a specimen, I mean you're an amazing athlete. Were there moments along this journey where you really had to dig down and draw upon your faith?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know you can't get broken down to the point that I did. I mean, We were working on 4 hours of sleep a night. My crew was exhausted, driving through the night and helping me through the day. There was countless, you know, miracles that happened. And I looking back at it, it was just such an event with massive risks. And one of the biggest reasons people said we would fail was because of logistics. And then looking back on it, I've said many times to my wife, I was like, I don't know how. how we did that. And she goes, I do, Jesus. And so it was a, you know, he played a massive role, and faith played a massive role in us accomplishing this goal.
What have you told your kids about this journey?
What was an amazing part of it was the kids got to come with us, and we took a motor home, and they got to be involved in the whole thing. And you know, they're one of my biggest driving forces. I try to set the best example I know how for them. And I told them that we were going to do this as a family unit. We were going to go through all 50 states, and Dad was going to, you know, cover 146 miles of road every single day. And man, they were my biggest cheerleaders. And my daughter, who was 12, she did the 5K with me every single day. So as a 12-year-old, she did 55 Ks in 50 days through all 50 states, which
wow.
to me is her following my lead and setting the ultimate example for kids her age and that next generation.
So you did this to raise awareness about childhood obesity and healthy lifestyles. What do you hope children know about your journey and what their bodies can do?
Well, I hope it's actually the parents that tuned in, because I often say that children are a product of their environment. And, you know, it's unbelievable to watch my kids and other kids and how much they look up to mom and dad, and that we ultimately set the ultimate example for the kids. They just want to be us. And so I'm hoping to reach the parents so that they can set the example for their kids and change the food that's in the house and what they're eating and what mom or dad is preparing. And I'm trying to encourage more home-cooked family time. And that's what's missing in today's society. And I think if people could just do that part of it, they would start to see a positive change in their health.
And for somebody who's wanting to accomplish a goal or a feat that just seems crazy town, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah, I always say that no goal or no dream is too big, and I fully believe that. But what people need to do is just associate the proper time frame with that goal. And when I do my speaking, I talk about doing a lot of little things consistently over an extended period of time. And so what people need to do is they just need to be consistent and have patience. To achieve really big goals, it does. It takes effort and it takes patience. And people just want instant gratification and they want it now. But it's skill sets across many different areas that ultimately will allow you to accomplish those really big goals. So just stay patient and just stick with it. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day, but it could have been built in 50 days in 50 states if you're in charge, as far as I'm concerned. So James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you can hear more about James and more information about how to set and achieve personal goals on the Mormon Channel blog all month long. The quote of the day comes from Elder Joseph B. Worthland, and he says, I urge you to examine your life, determine where you are, and what you need to do to be the kind of person you want to be. Create inspiring, noble, and righteous goals that fire your imagination and create excitement in your heart. And then keep your eye on them. Work consistently towards achieving them. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.